Of the bracha of Yotze Ora Baruch Hoshech Oysa Shalom Uvar Es HaKoyel, the point is that we are praising Hashem for creating Maisa Bereishis, right? Now the theme that we're going to probably run into a couple times now is that the Bria is, we're supposed to be recognizing Hashem through the Bria. We spoke about this last week. Hashem made the Bria for us to recognize Him, and that's what we got to do. That's our job. So we make the bracha, yes, last week, is Achdos Hashem. Yotzer Or, Ubarei Choshech, Oysa Shalom, Ubarei Sakoil means, this is the introduction to Shema, which is the Achdos of Hashem. Right? Every Hashem created the world, and we're supposed to recognize Him through that. Now we continue, and we say, Hameir La'aretz, Hiladar Moleah, Rachamin. I forgot to print up my notes. Okay. So, the first thing is, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives light to the land and to the Darim Aleha. So what's Darim Aleha? It means the people who live on it. So it's, first of all, it's Rachamim for the earth, right? Because the sun causes things to grow. It makes, you know, it's for the earth. And it's also for the Darim Aleha, for people who live on it. Warmth, energy, you know, the sun. But more than that, the darkness is also for the Rachamim. Because as we know, it's very important that we have days split up by nights. If you'll be in a constant, you know, flow of days, you would never feel a sense of hischachos. It would never be like, okay, I'll start again tomorrow. You know? And that's very important.
It was like that when I went to Alaska, like 20 years ago. We had everyone, Friday night you go out,
yeah,
it's all my life, and Motzei Shabbos, most people just go to sleep. You can't make Havdalah until it's so late. They make
right. So it's like, you know, it's very important to have a sense of, you know, the next day. So Hameir La'aretz, Hashem gives light to the land, V'Ladar Moleah Barachamim, and to the people on it. Uvetuvai, and in His great kindness, His greatness, the Chadish b'chol yoyim tomin.
The thing is stressing Rachamim, though, even though they don't deserve it, you still get it.
Right.
It's like almost intention. We say, Azam
Zakol. Right. Uvetuvai, the Chadish b'chol yoyim tomin, Masei Bereishis. And this is what we say all the time, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish. It's not the pshat that because the world is so precise, that it's on autopilot. No, it's mechadish. Hashem is mechadish constantly. Then we say, "Marabu Masach Hashem, how great are the actions? Are your what you created? Kulam bechokhma asisa. Right? Marabu is how great they are and vast in their largeness. The breadth and." Each one, the detail that went into each and every individual one. This is an interesting phrase here. The world is complete, full of your kinyanim. Now, normally, kinyanim means things that you've acquired. Right? Things you've acquired. Now, Hashem didn't acquire anything from anybody because there was no one else to acquire it from, right? He made everything. So, it's a little bit of a strange lashon. Right? But there's a yisoid, first of all, that Hashem, by creating it, it became His. Which is a concept in general, by the way, in halacha also. That someone who creates something, it belongs to Him. So when we say malar, it's kinyanecha, things that you've acquired, it really means things which belong to Hashem because He's the creator. Yeah, where do we say in Shmoneh Esrei? Koneh HaKoyel. Right. Koneh HaKoyel, same thing. Same idea. Hashem is Koneh HaKoyel, means He didn't buy it. He created it. That's the Kenyan.
But all this is here because all this is possible because the Meir Lords and the Dharma.
Well, the point of this is We wouldn't be able to get anything
well, if there was no light.
In general, what we're saying last week also, this bracha is really here that we're supposed to be meshabeach Hashem on the whole bria. So this is what we're saying now. Now, there's another pshat that he brings down here from a pasuk in this week's parasha that when Avraham Avinu met Avimelech, he says, "Koinei Shemayim va'aretz, Baruch Kela." Hell yeah! Here he brings it down. Baruch Avram Lakel El Yoin, Koinei Shemayim Va'aretz. So what does it mean Hashem is Koinei Shemayim Va'aretz in the context of Avram? So Rashi says, because until Avram came along, Hashem was only in the Shemayim. After Avram came along, he was in the Aretz too. So what does it mean? Avram made Hashem Koinei the Shemayim and the Aretz? So what Koinei means in this case is, yeah, Hashem made the world, but if no one recognized Hashem in the Bria, then there's no point in it. It's only as much as people recognize Hashem in the Bria. And Avram Avinu was the one who brought Hashem's recognition into the Bria. So the point that we're thanking Hashem, and this is a concept I started with, we're thanking Hashem, we're praising Hashem, that Hashem, you created a world that through the world, we can come to a better understanding of you. So that's what I'm saying. Doesn't just mean the world is full of things that you own, but they're full of things which allow us to make you known in the Bria. Like Avram Avinu brought Hashem's presence to the Bria. There's so many things out there that through those things we can make Hashem clear in the Bria, right? Like I heard once from, I'm probably oversimplifying the concept for time constraints, but Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky, he was here one time, so he said that, you know, one of his, you know, he's a very, very well-read person, a lot of areas, so he was talking about evolution and different, you know, proofs against it. So he was talking about how, you know, in the big picture of their, you know, 2 billion years that it would take for that to happen, so 50 years is like a drop in the bucket, right? But if you think about it, a species cannot survive without a male and a female. So who said, how is it possible that the male and the female evolved at the same time, enough time, close to each other, to be able to not skip a generation? Because if you would have had one generation of just males, that whole species would have died out. So it means it would have had to evolve into a male and a female simultaneously within a lifetime of each other.
There's so many different intricacies between the
anatomy. Right. So how is that possible?
If you look at lower organisms, sometimes lower organisms are hermaphroditic, and there are all kinds of variations of, it's not straightforward.
I'm saying, they're talking it happened over hundreds of millions of years. So that means that they're agreeing that it takes a long time for this stuff to happen, right? So it means it's very unlikely, almost impossible, that this stuff should have happened within 10 years of each other, right? So like within 50 years of each other. So the point is that there's so many things, simple things in the Bria that we could be ma'ayin into to strengthen our idea of Hashem through the Bria. All those are His kinyanim. Those are the kinyanim Hashem in the Bria. Those are the ways that Hashem makes Himself known into the Bria through those items. Okay? Okay. Then it says, Hamelach Hamiroimam Levadoi Me'oz. Hashem is Miroimam. He's uplifted by himself, Me'oz, from way back when, from creation. Miroimam, the Lashon Rom, like Rom al Kol Goyim Hashem, Rom is totally elevated. So Hashem is Miroimam, elevated from anything. Hamashubach, He is the only one that we learned now. Ha, Meshubach, to praise. Ha, Mefoyer.
So Ma'az means from time and Zaman Bereshit.
Correct. Ha, Meshubach, Ve'ha, Mefoyer. Hashem is praiseworthy, and Mefoyer is that we should beautify him. Beautifying is more than praising. Praising is that you praise someone because, you know, they deserve to be praised for what they did. But you don't respect the person. Beautifying is them, wow, not only do they actually, I need to honor them, but I want to honor them. V'amisnase, and he has made himself uplifted, mimos oilam, also from way back when. Eloke oilam, b'rachamecha ravim rachim oleinu. Now, all the mafarshim ask that this is a little bit of a shver phrase, because we say, Brachamecha harabim rachim oleinu is a tefillah, is a bakasha. Why are we throwing in a bakasha in the middle of this bracha? This bracha is not bakasha. This bracha is shevach. It's praise for Hashem for making the world. So why are we throwing in here rachim oleinu? So Rabbi Victor Miller says, an unbelievable pshat. He says, pshat is that Hashem, you should have mercy on us, rachem oleinu, that we should be able to see you in the through the bria.
No, it's for the mountain, the heart.
Have mercy on us. Help us understand you in the bria. In other words,
that fosters praise. That we can see.
Yes, because not everyone is zoiche to be able to see Hashem in the bria. So if we want to be zoicha to that, we need rachmanus from Hashem. That's what it means, rachim aleinu. Yeah, it's a beautiful pshat. Because otherwise, why is there a bakasha here?
Right.
It's out of place. So okay, oilam brachamecha rabim rachim aleinu, that we should be able to see you. Okay, now there's four praises now. Adoin Uzeinu, he is the master over our eyes, our strength. Tsur, he is the strength, the rock of Misgabenu, of our security. Mogein Yishenu, he is the shield of our salvation. Go figure out what that means. Misgav Ba'adenu, and he is going to provide us with security. So the Mefarshim all try to figure out what are these four levels. So there's one pshat from the Vilna Gaon, very interesting pshat. It says it's referring to four time periods in a person's life. When a person's a child, they have no strength of their own. Hashem provides them their only strength. So that's Adoin Uzeinu. You give us strength. Then there are times in adolescence when a person has strength, but they are not independent. So they need assistance to develop themselves. So that's Tzur, you are the rock of our security. You give us security, we should develop it properly. Mogein Yishenu is our Yeshua. When a person's already an adult, they need Yeshua. Because they're actually accomplishing in the world. They're doing, they have a parnasa, they have a family, they gotta be successful. So until that age, no one's worried about, you know. So you need Yeshuas, you need constant success. And then when a person's at old age, Misgav Ba'adenu, Hashem provides the security again when a person is basically helpless or needs that. That's the one that goes pshat. Yeah. Now, the truth of the matter is, to a certain degree, every person, even in every stage of life, has all four of these things going on. There are things that we think Hashem... Yeah, okay, before that. There are... We, all of the things which provide us with a certain level of contentment or with satisfaction in ourselves, we have to remember they all come from Hashem. So what makes a person comfortable is, number one, his strength. But then we say, no, Adoin Uzeinu, you're the master of our strength. Then there's... Tzur Misgabenu. Please fix this out. The security in which a person puts his trust. Very nogea, timely vart. Whether the peace that reigns in the land, or the benevolence of the rulers and the people among whom we dwell, or the temperate climate, or the prosperity of the land, all these exist solely by Hashem's decree and are intrinsically nothing. We cannot rely on that. right? As we know, right? So we think that we have security in outside factors. No, that's from Hashem also. Then there's Yeshua's. That all of a sudden, wow, I got a job offer. Wow, I just was able to, that house just fell into my lap. Wow, I just got that, you know, shidduch for my child, whatever. No. Hashem, you are the one who provides those Yeshuas. Mogein Yeshenu, you provide those Yeshuas. And Mizgav Ba'adenu means basically, we finally sum it up, this Rebbe Avigdor Lieberman, there is no strength and no situation and no successor. There is nothing in the world other than Hashem's will. And He alone is the strength and the situation and the events which makes it all happen. That's Mizgav Ba'adenu, it all comes together. So,
just a wallop of a mooner.
Right, exactly. So in other words, just basically, you know, and I think that what this is all about is ultimately is that we should be using the world as a attempt to realize, look, Hashem's here. If Hashem's here, He made everything around us, and He's making our life also. He's doing taking care of our daily activities too. So it's not just four stages in a person's life, but it's also four elements of each stage. In each stage, a person goes through some things they're powerless over, like a child. Some things we all know are completely powerless over some things. Some things we think that we have some power, we're not completely independent, you know. I can perform well, but I still have a boss to go over to. Then there's some things we think we're in charge. We think we're fully in charge, and Hashem has to make sure that, it goes smoothly, you're not in charge. And then there's, again, the things that we need Him to secure for us. So therefore, this right here, like you said, is a wellspring of emunah. And that, you know, it goes from Hashem creating the world to into our lives. So it's a big, a lot of yisoidus over here. By the way, in Shemoneh Esrei, we mention this also. We say, Melech Oizer U'Moshia U'Mogein. Right? So we say Moshia U'Mogein as two things. Here it says Mogein Yishenu. Right? That Hashem protects us and provides with us Yeshua. You know, in other words, it's things are out of our hand, and Hashem controls them. From here, we move on to the Aleph Beis, right? We say Kel Baruch Godol Dea, and on Shabbos we use the Aleph Beis, but instead of one word for each letter, we use four words, right? Kel Odin Al Kol Amasim is Aleph, Baruch Mavarach Pefikol Neshama is Beis. So it's four words. Here it's one word. Shabbos we expound more. Number one. Number two is, instead on weekday we're talking about the Gadlus Hashem that we see. Like Kel Baruch Godol Dea. You were making and you put into place the light of the sun. Toiv Yotzar, with your Toiva you created Kavli Lishmoi. Ma'iris Nasan, you put the Ma'iris Sviva Suza. Pina is Tzvah Kedesh Mama Meshakai, Tomi Misapun Fidel Kedushosai. So it's referring to basically things that we can daher. And Shabbos refer mostly to the Malachim. Kel Odoin, Al Kol Masim Baruch Hu Mavarach B'Fikol Neshom HaGodloi V'Tuvoi Molei Oilom Das V'Sivin HaSoivivim Moisim Min Shemayim. Right? HaMizgoel Chayus HaKoydeh Hashem is even greater than the Malachim. That's not things we relate to. So on Shabbos it's a higher level of praise. Right? HaMizgoel Chayus HaKoydeh V'Nedah B'Chavad Al Kol HaMerkavah. Right? Zechusu Mishon Lifnei Chisa. We're talking about the Chisa HaKavah, the Malachim, all those things which we don't talk on the weekday. Then we get straight to the point, Hashem, we see the world, it's Mali Chochma, and we thank Hashem.
The thing is, you say this during the week too, though, Kel Baro.
Right, but I'm saying on Shabbos we add Kel Odin, which is four letters, and it's more, you know, elevated. And then we say, Tzbarach Hashem Elokeinu al Shevach Maase Yadecha. It's the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, I think it's pretty early tefillah.
The Aleph Beis, the Anshei Knesset
Gedolah. I think so. Tzbarach Hashem Elokeinu al Shevach Maase Yadecha. Right? The universe testifies to the greatness of its maker. And then, Val Mori Orsha Asisa. And for the the light that you created, Yifor Arucha, we will again praise you. Okay, so this is the point that we have to take out of this and understand that Hashem created the world for us to use as a vehicle to praise Him, and to use that as a vehicle not only to praise Him about the world, but to take it into our daily lives and understand that it's really Hashem which controls everything. Okay.